Now, I know this is a long shot, that you may know nothing about this, but I've heard a legend that somewhere, and I think it happened in the 20s sometime, some students hijacked a train. Do you know anything about that?
I heard about it. I don't know, but they went down to East Lexington and took the train and drove it from there to Goshen or something.
Something like that.
I heard about it too, but I just I think it happened while I was there, but I just it was probably during Hell Week or Fancy Dress Week or something like that.
I think it happened while you were there. This one fellow who's a law student now believes that his grandfather was involved in it.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was his great-grandfather. And his grandfather, gosh, he must have graduated with you. No, he was 1924. He graduated in 1924. And he thinks that his grandfather was involved with it. But he's not sure. You know, it's just sort of this family legend.
I didn't know anybody. I heard about it, though. And it was a big joke.
Well, we can't find anything in the newspapers about it, which... It seems like that should have been real newsworthy.
Yeah.
But maybe Washington Lee has a way of controlling things, too.
No, I had nothing to do with it. I know that.
But it does ring a bell with you.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. That, now that you mentioned it, it happened.
What do you remember?
I remember that a couple of guys went down to East Lexington and drove the train, the engine up to Goshen or something like that. That's.
And did they get thrown out, or what would have happened?
I don't know.
I wonder what they would have done to somebody doing something like that.
I don't know.
Is that you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal? Is that considered stealing, or is that just a prank?
That was a prank. How are you going to steal an engine?
Well, I think it's a wonderful story, and I sure would like to find out more about it.
You can't find out from me.
No. And I sure would like to find some pictures of those stills out in Rockbridge County. Wouldn't that be fun if we could find a photograph of that? Well, I somehow have a feeling that nobody was taking a camera along when they went out there. So, what do you think about the future? What should we be thinking about as we approach this 250th anniversary?
Well, I just think just keep doing what you're doing. I mean, I can't find anything to criticize. I can't say Washington Lee should be doing this, or they should be doing that, or they're not doing this, or that, so forth and so on. I was very very pleased in the last Alumni magazine that there were four articles in there. That, and the first one was that the Knight Ritter, who owns the Miami Herald, that they awarded Washington Lee and one other school the journalism grant or something like that. So I know the publisher, Dave Lawrence. So there were four articles in there. I thought it was great. One, the first one was about Knight Ritter. The other was about the man who got kicked out and gave him $11 million. The third one was the student who went down into South America and was killed by these guerrillas. And the fourth one was that this alumnus was made president of New York Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. So I sent it over to him, and I said, Dave, and I marked him. I said, Dave, here are four articles that I think that you might be of interest. Let's see if I think I left it. He thought it was too. Well, you know, it's things like that. Let's see. Well, this was something else. What did I do? Incidentally, the unit that I belong to, wherever, they started having a reunion about 10 or 15 years ago. I didn't go to it, but when they had the 50th, that I had to go, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I liked it so much. So that was in Elkhart, Indiana. Next year it was Zeni, Ohio. Last year was in Biloxi. This is the one in Biloxi.
This was a military reunion?
Well, it was my... It was the 118th Signal Radio Intelligence. I served overseas.
Uh-huh.
This is a letter from... I think you might be interested in seeing.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, I expect everybody pays attention to what you have to say around here.
No, I thought the, in other words...
But they were interesting
articles. Thought,
I think the magazine is...
I don't think I would have suggested if the first one didn't refer to the fact that they got the Knight Ritter.
Exactly. From here.
But he's a very, very... I mean, Jim... a very fine gentleman, very community-minded and everything.
So, as far as you're concerned, you think we're doing okay?
I cannot criticize, I have no criticism whatsoever. I wished I were in better financial circumstances that I could give more, because it's always a pleasure to write that check.
Well, that's very nice, but we're asking for your ideas at this point.
Yeah.
You know, the 250th is a big deal.
And how?
We're only the seventh school in the United States to reach this point.
And how about how many are going to be there that are going to be 93 next year?
I think we're going to have a throne for you when you get there. Well, is there anything more you would like to say? We've gotten through my list, and you probably know things that I didn't know to ask you about.
You see, the whole thing is this. Washington, my stay there was uneventful. There wasn't anything earth-shattering. You know, we didn't have a war going on, and there wasn't any earthquakes, and there wasn't any disasters, and so forth. And so it was very, very placid, and nothing seemed to disturb us. We all had enjoyed. I enjoyed going to classes. I never cut classes because I was unhappy in the... And we always look forward to the weekend where we either were taking a trip or get tight, you know, have a little party and so forth and so on. But it was just a pleasant experience. And I enjoyed, as I say, I enjoyed every minute of it, and I felt proud to be accepted. Of course, you didn't even have to, I don't even know whether you had to even... I don't think they had SAT scores in those days.
Nope.
I mean, I just applied to Washington Lee, and they said, come on in.
That's a very modern innovation now.
Right. As a matter of fact, the Record Association called National Association of Record Merchandisers, they have a convention every year, and they have scholarships, and I'm on the scholarship committee. Mm-hmm. And I read all of these. As a matter of fact, I just finished, we're going to give 20 scholarships this year. And you know what the very disappointing thing is? I've been on it 3 years, and not a single one of any of the applicants have ever said that they wanted to go to Washington Lee.
Hmm.
Now, I've gone over 100, in other words, this year they had 200 applicants. A man by the name of Mr. Owens, who was formerly a professor of education at the University of Pennsylvania, he goes over them first. He picks the top 100, and then there are a group of us, there are about 8 of us. Then he sends us the top 100 and say, pick out the 25, and then on February 6th we'll have a thing. So, you didn't have any of this drugs, you didn't. And gangsters and all of that stuff. It was just clean. Just nice guys.
Well, it was a different time when things were a lot nicer, right. I think.
I want to thank you. This has really been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Is there anything I can do for you here?
Well, I got one more question, but we'll turn the machine off first. Okay.